Hello. Tristan, my man. Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you for like a month. Yeah, I was very upset. I'd expected a VIP package when I got to Hidden Cup. I didn't, yeah. I know you sent one of your best mods to pick me up. And that was nice, but like red carpet, nothing. Private booth, nada. Dip, even like a steak for dinner, didn't have it. Yep. No, I saw the pizza. Everybody got pizza. And that. Do you know what VIP means? You know, I got invited to a lot of watch parties, and I came to yours. More than one, less than five. Yeah, passed them up. All for you. And then nothing. I only saw you for like 20 minutes. Well, Viper said there would be a box. I could be in his box. And then he wasn't even there. So how does that make me feel, you know? When I look bad, you look bad. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. No, it does make sense. Okay. Yeah, that's all I was looking for. It's not a big deal, but it's just like, you know, I was thinking like if Dave had showed up, what would you have done for Dave? That's kind of, I wanted the Dave treatment at like minimum. I wanted the Dave treatment. Yeah. Okay, well, how many community games has Dave won?
Sorry, I don't understand. Can I
That's
help you later? Do you want to know who is the CEO of Community Games?
no, I don't. Just Google. That's enough. Sorry, that's my assistant. 100%. Have your guys run stats on that? I've won 100% of my community games, and Dave could probably not 100%. Yeah. Just, you know what? Let's just next time we just kick it up a notch. Yep. And then maybe next time I host, you know, I've got this giant cathedral, you know, it's Age of Empires, and I could just you just fill it with people. No, I'm in it right now. It looks great, by the way. I kind of got some of your colors, some of my colors. There's a big screen in the back we could watch from. It would be a good fit. Okay, have your people call my people. Or my people will call, I just whoever, just have people call whoever, and we'll work it out. All right, so you big T. Yeah, I know. That's it. I know. Never call you that, but I thought that was a good. Hello? Hello?
We have Boxer Saint.
Good reaction by Boxer.
Here's the right move from Boxer.
In Boxer's favor.
Boxer Saint.
We've got a douche town center scenario.
Oh my goodness, I just saw it. This is the biggest flex in the decider of a show match. I'm gonna get CJ with the Castle Age douche.
Boxer Saint.
Boxer.
Boxer Saint.
Boxer.
Boxer Saint. We have
the biggest flex.
Hey guys. Sorry you had to hear that. T90 and I have been trying to catch up. Just do a quick review of, you know, Hidden Cup, how that went. He was really interested in my feedback. So I wanted to make sure that happened. We're trying to do the podcast live, and I think it's working. I got visuals on the audio for the recording. I'm looking at Twitch, but I'm not listening to Twitch. But I think that works. Sure, doing the podcast live. I've been promising. You guys have been asking. And here we are. We have quite a few things to talk about. There's a new patch since we last talked, which was in late February, was the last episode. If you're new to the podcast, feel free to go to the backlogs and get everything. ASAP Weekly, AOE2 podcast. I'm not going to repeat it again. Since we're live on Twitch, we do have chatters. Duke Canada says I owe him money. Ban him. Get him out. I don't owe anybody money. Get him out of here. Well, we have to deal with that. Podcast listeners are not used to that. If you are on the podcast and not on video, you could listen to this again on Twitch, on YouTube. It'll be out there, obviously. In addition to the new patch and some of the quality of life changes that we were way overdue for, obviously we're going to be hitting the map pool. We're going to talk about what I've been doing in Age of Empires, how games are going, Elo check, where we're at on that. Everyone wants to know. And then we'll wrap up at the end, Hidden Cup topics. I'm not talking about the games, okay? That's been done over and over and over. We're going to be talking about what was it like at the watch party? What was the vibes? What was the consensus? Do people love it? Do people hate it? We've seen T90's review. And it was a little rosy, if I'm being fair. Little rosy. Not to mention T90 was only at the watch party for less than half of it. So what happened before T90 got there? And what was my overall experience? Would I do it again? We'll talk about that. Well, there was also an after party that I was naturally invited to, and I'm not going to go into a lot of depth on the after party. That was private, kind of an intimate scene, but I'll give you a glimpse since most of you weren't there. And if you were at the watch party, there's no way you were getting invited to the after party. That's not even me being rude. That's just life. You know, only a select few can go to the after party. If everybody went to the after party, that's just the normal party. Okay, so we'll get into it. You can see the life we live at the top of the AOE food change. Chef's here in chat. He says the after party was awesome. Chef, were you even at the after party? Oh no. Twitch is spinning. Twitch is spinning. I can't deal with that. Somebody in chat, give me like a yes or no. If this, not Twitch is working. Twitch is working. Nope. Moving on. We got a podcast to record. I can't deal with Twitch. This is what happens when you go live and you have like the lowest possible paid staff. Okay. You're all getting paid zero if we don't get this fixed. Yeah. What little I do pay you, gone. If Twitch isn't working, you've got 5 minutes. Under the new patch. I don't even want to read the patch notes. You can read the patch notes. I'm not paid to read you patch notes. I'm going to tell you what they've changed and what it means for you. Number one, they've added a new button. Seek shelter. Boxer, when would you ever use that? Isn't that like the town bell? Isn't that bad? Wrong. Dead wrong. Age of Empires, unfortunately, Age of Empires 4 had Seek Shelter before we did. So we took it from them. It's fine. It was a good idea. They've done a few things well. That's about it. But we took it. You select your villagers. You click this Seek Shelter button. And they run to the nearest building they can garrison in. Towers, castles, town centers, they just get out of there. The village you have selected, get out. So you see scouts coming, they're coming to your woodlawn, select them all, hit the seek shelter, and then you go about your business. You go about building your economy, making military, microing like a god for some of us. Okay. Twitch chat says Twitch is working. I don't see it. But I don't really trust the guys that are in there, Duke Canada and Iron Chef, but I don't have a choice. You guys keep your jobs for now. Okay? But just watch it. Just watch it. Seek shelter. You send your vils, they go running, they hide, and then you live your life. You play your game. Then, when the danger's gone, you've killed all the enemy, they have a return to work or something. I didn't look up the exact name, but there's a new return to work button. You hit that, and the vils that are hiding run back and just work on whatever they were working on. It's different from the original return to work button, so it's obviously has a different name. I'm just gonna make it easier for you guys. You map both of these to Y, okay? Map the seek shelter and map the return to work from seek shelter, whatever it is. Map it to Y. Why? Why do we use the letter Y? Because it's yellow. These guys are scared. So easy, easy peasy, easy to memorize. Really good for protecting your villagers. You don't got to go put them in a town center. You don't got to figure out if there's a castle nearby. Really good idea from Age of Empires 4. We could even give them a mean clap for those guys. Good job, H4 developers, for being innovative. Now we're going to put it in the big boy game, and we'll take it from here. Okay? Don't worry about the rest. But that's not the big buff. The big buff has been the drop-off button. I'll admit, I didn't even know we needed this. I didn't know we needed a drop-off button. But now that we have it, I can't imagine life without it. Guess who doesn't have a drop-off button? Age of Empires 4. Where are they at? Stopped innovating with the Seek Shelter button, which they had it release 2 years ago. So we're innovating. We're changing. We're getting better. Drop-off button. Just to give you an idea of how I play the game, in my Dark Age, my food vills maps to control group number 2 every time. Highly recommend it. Let's say I'm out. I'm scouting my opponent already in Dark Age because I need to know what he's doing. I can just look at his vills and know what he's doing in Castle Age when he's in Dark, okay? That's where I'm at. That's where my level's at. But even with that, sometimes I need to go back to my town center and drop off food. You know, I'm trying to get up, or I need one more vill. If I've got these guys mapped to 2, while I'm scouting, while I'm looking at the enemy base, I can hit the drop off button, and it can be my berry vills, anything on hunt, sheep, boar, doesn't matter. Group them all to 2, hit the button A, is where I've mapped it. They drop it all off. I've never left the enemy base. I'm still there watching him. I'm counting how many gold vills he has. I know how many vills he has on wood because I've memorized it from my last pass. Never gone back to my base. It's pretty slick. It's really good. The other place that's going to be awesome for...
CJ, Boxer Saint in the chat.
Excuse me. Jow. I don't know where you came from. Not welcome here. That was Cap Jow of Jow Matches. So, audio guys. That's 2 strikes today, okay? It's 2. First live podcast, and this is how we open it. I was about to unveil, before I was interrupted, the best way to use this drop buff button, and that's the Chinese start. This is 2 back-to-back buffs for the Chinese start. If you're not keeping up, you know, if you're playing at home and you're lost, Chinese start, the first buff, their houses, you know, their town center gets an extra 5. Every town center gets an extra 5 vills as far as population goes. 5 more vill, 5 more population space. Does that make sense? 5 pop space extra on the town center. I think that puts them at 15 when they start. 15 when they... Can we check that? No. Okay, we can't check it. That puts them at 15 from the town center. So you don't got to make a house at the beginning. You can go straight to food and start collecting food. That's already happened. That was a couple patches ago. Now, with drop-off button, you got a couple of drop-offs you got to do early on. It tends to be at like 43 food exactly on a sheet. You can drop off and then create another villager. That's your first fill. What this drop-off button does, obviously, drops off food. But the counterpoint, the other side of that, automatically retasks the vills back to whatever they were doing. We've been talking food. You can do it for gold. You can do it for wood. The main thing is you're not having to micro that. Select the vills, right-click the town center, right-click the sheep, and then go do whatever you want to do. It's just one button. You know, select the vills, boom, hit A, does all of it. You don't got to garrison inside the town center and then un-garrison. That's two clicks. This is one click, there and back again. That's the Hobbit. Tolkien knew. He knew this is what we needed. I don't know who had this idea at the Age of Empires, you know, development team meeting. Give that guy a raise. Give him a raise. Furthermore, you could have sold this. This could have been a DLC, you know? Let's DLC some of these hotkeys, some of this functionality. I'd pay $5. I'd pay $5 just to have this drop-off key. I'm not trying to give Microsoft any ideas, but if we can keep our game going and get awesome functions like that, let's do it. Give that developer $1 for every person that gets the drop-off button. I'd advocate for that. Regardless, this has been awesome. Furthermore, this drop-off button inadvertently fixed a new bug they've introduced this very week. I believe if you have vills that are hunting, whenever they drop off their food, they automatically get tasked to wood, which is an oversight, which is dumb. But if you use the drop-off button, they don't go back to wood. They don't go to wood. They stay on hunt. So use that for now. The drop-off button is our hero. Speaking of which, we need a hero in Age of Empires. And I meant to tease this earlier, but I know who our hero has to be. And I think you guys do too. And I don't know if he's willing to do what it takes to be our hero. But we're going to talk about that here at the end. Map pool. Let's talk map pool. Let's get Age of Empires up. While we're pulling the game up, I've got to admit, I've not played a lot of Age lately. Got a lot going on. It's spring. It's getting nice out. I've got property to maintain. I've got businesses that are starting up. I haven't played a lot of Age. Where I have, I've been winning. Naturally. Obviously. I just win. I'm 1530 right now. Close to my all-time high. Barely trying. I can't imagine. I can't explain to you guys how easy this game is to me right now. We have a poll right now. Let's go ahead and vote. This is live. You get to see how the Saint votes on these maps. 1v1s. We're going to vote Enclosed. It's an incredible map. People don't know how to play it. I'll destroy them. We're going to vote Lowlands. It's like an intelligent man's Arabia. And then we've already had shoals lately. Migration can be predictable. Fortresses for clowns. Let's go Meadow. Because we haven't seen it in a while. Team game maps. Runestones. It's like we double up on Arabia. Coastal Forest. Our team game group destroys Coastal Forest. And then Enclosed again. I haven't seen an Enclosed team game in a long time. Hill Forts, close second. Aftermath would have been cool. And that's it. Voting's done. So what do the maps look like right now? Let's craft what we would do. Okay, Arabia, Arena, Mega Random. That's there. Throw those out. Nomad is in the map pool right now, today. Won't be there long, but it's there today. Hideout, Haboob, and Wade. Wade is a strange map. I just ban it. I don't think you can do ships there. And like a lot of areas you can't build on. It just makes for an awkward map. Haboob can be fun. We've seen Haboob a lot in Red Bull Wololo tournaments. The wood lines in Haboob can be nasty. And that's a good opportunity for some aggression. So I do like Haboob. Hideout is a good time. It's a clown map for people that don't want to be clowns. You know, you can still men-at-arms rush. You can still tower. You can play some feudal aggression maybe if you want. It's not always a fast castle map. You can fast castle, but you can also play some feudal aggression. So there's not a lot to work with here. You know, I'm thinking you ban Arena, you ban Nomad, you ban Wade, you play Arabia, Hideout, Haboob, and Mega Random. I need to get in there tonight. I need to play some Haboob before it goes away. Let's talk civs. Hideout, anything really. Korean Towers is cool. I've done Monk Rush on Hideout. Saracen Archers knocking down those walls, pretty good. Japanese men at arms also knocking down walls, following up with archers and skirm can be useful. You can follow up towers to Japanese men at arms as well. You could kind of, if you really want to clown, go Chinese and wall up. Try to get great wall. Go Byzantines and wall up. I mean, if you got the face paint out, you know, and you're already drawing your white and your red smile, go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. I'm Haboob. Good archer map, right? Because of how indefensible those wood lines can be. You're going to force some towers. You force that tower, and then the other player can't build a town center and castle until they get on stone. So maybe it might even be a good trush map, you know, get around the backside, trush, get a tower on their stone, start trushing into their gold and their wood. And then by the time you hit castle, you've got stone for a town center. It's a messy map. It's rarely clean on Haboob. Yeah, clowns should not. If you're a clown, you really need to ban Haboob. And I use the term clown with as much derision as possible. It's not neutral. It's definitely a negative term. I want that to be clear. I don't want to be misunderstood. And that's the maps. I want to go deep into what I've been doing in the gaming world. And I know you want to hear that, but we're still just playing Romans, and we're just making, even when we're not playing Romans, we're making pikes until these guys can find an answer. That's been the theme for the last month for me. These guys, they want a fast castle. They want to go into knights. Let's make pike and halb until they show me that they can do something different. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep just spamming trash and then sneak around with some gold units, unique units or whatever. Roman pikes are great for that, but you can do it with anybody. I wish I had something fancy and cool to tell you guys, but I've just been getting a lot of dummies on the ladder. I just run headlong into my pikes. So yeah, that's what we've done, what we're going to do. Until it doesn't work. It's going to get into Hidden Cup. Flew into Miami. Natural place. A bunch of Age of Empires players. Got invited to the streamer houses. We had two. Really thought about just getting my own, you know, penthouse. But I thought I would spend some time with I don't know how to call them peers. What's the term
when they're like your peers, but you're higher than them. Like social strata. You guys wouldn't know. Okay. I don't know the term. We'll use peers for now until I think of a better term. Got invited to be with my peers. A lot of other streamers, a handful of folks that aren't, but they're in, you know, they're admins. They're in the crowd. And I'll admit that was a good time. A lot of alcohol flowed. I didn't taste any of it. I had to be ready for an age game at the drop of a hat. You never know when you're me and people catch you in public. Dude shows up with a couple laptops and he wants to throw down right there. He thinks he's going to catch me slipping. Did not happen at the watch party. When they saw me, these guys, even if they had laptops in the backpack, they knew like I was at the top of my game. I was ready to like tap in, you know, to tag in to Hidden Cup, because I forget who Vasco da Gama played at the end. I know the player's name. I don't know the name of, you know, the character that they were or whatever. I was about to tag in. If T90 had been in the room, I would have been like, hey, just put me in. Okay. You've got this watch party. You got all these thousands of people watching this tournament set. Let's give them a show, you know? But, unfortunately, T90 wasn't around. Called his cell phone. He was busy casting. But that's just to say I was ready. I was ready for a game, and it didn't happen, fortunately for those guys. But we get off the plane in Miami, private charter, obviously. A T90 admin is there to pick me up. Azure Sentry, you can look him up. He's a T90 admin, very well known. Picked me up personally. We get to the streamer's house, and everybody's filling each other out. You know, they don't know about me necessarily, like what to expect. Is he, you know, can I ask for his autograph or not? No one did. They could just tell it wasn't the time or the place. But there's a pool, there was a grill, and we spent the first day or two just watching the semifinals. Watching the quarters, trading war stories. Some of the folks that we saw there, Big Malo was there. Cap Jow, we've mentioned him once already tonight. Cap Jow, big organizer of the streamer groups. Varian came around. If you guys haven't seen Varian, he kind of emceed the watch party in place of T90 while T90 was working. So Varian was there. What other streamers would you guys know that was hanging out? Sarums. You guys have probably seen Sarums. We've had her on the show. Sarums was there. I meant to make a list. I knew I would forget some of the folks. Oh, JR. JR goes boom. He's streaming right now, counter to me. He was in our house. Ronald Rage is a streamer. I faced him on the ladder a month or so ago, destroyed him, but he showed up. There's a lot of stories. A lot of things went down at the streamer house that I'm not at liberty to share. I just can't. We didn't sign an NDA, but it's just like amongst friends. You really can't share all the good times. If you catch me one-on-one, you might be able to get something out of me, you know. But a lot of laughs. Oh, Chef, Iron Chef was there. Not at the house, necessarily. There at the end he was. He came up during the watch party, so it's natural I would forget Iron Chef. Oh, yeah, Duke Canada was there. He streams sometimes. That's technically he does stream, so he's in chat making sure he is known. So that's the streamer house. It was probably the coolest place to be in Miami that weekend. If you were in Miami, sitting in a hotel by yourself. I feel bad for you, son, but we were having a good time. We were living right. It was a solid 75 degrees the whole time. I was up at like 5 a.m. taking in that early sunlight. Pool was freezing, so that's a nice ice bath to get your system going. Yeah. It's as much as I'm at liberty to say about the streamer house without risking not being invited back. But then we get to the actual watch party. We go to this kind of convention center, literally called the town center. That had to be on purpose. So we get to the town center, and I'm expecting, like, you know, slip me in the back because of who I am. I had the glasses. I had the chain, the full uniform. It says Boxer Saint on my chest. I've got the headphones, the look, like, but the folks running the town center had obviously not got the memo of who I was, what I was there for, and just put me through the front door like a normie. They hand me a name tag, okay? They hand me the name tag. I look down at my shirt. It says Boxer Saint in big letters. That's my name. And I'm just like, what am I supposed to do with this name tag? Like, you mean, like, double up? Like, I mean, I can put your name on it. Like, what am I doing with this? And they just usher me in. They did not care. So I did what anyone would do. I put my ELO on the name tag. And I'll tell you, I know the stats. I know that I'm top 6% worldwide, you know, at an international level. Very few people that I run into that play age are going to be higher ELO than me. It's just almost impossible to find. And in that room, top 5%, probably I was top 2% in the room. That's not even joking. We're not even making things up. Top 2% in that room, easy. People came up and they would see my ELO and they would read my name tag and literally like hyperventilate. Like there's no way you're 1500. And then I show them the record. I show them the list of victories. I tell them about the JAL matches that I'm essentially undefeated. And then the questions start. Okay. Can I get an autograph? Sure. Gave out multiple autographs. Again, not joking. Gave out multiple. JR goes boom. Has one of my autographs. Probably he framed it, I would imagine. Get on his stream and ask him. I bet he'll show it to you. He probably has it right by his computer. Multiple autographs. Multiple people asking me, how do you play this game? How can I get better? I'm stuck at 700. I'm stuck at 1,000. I'm stuck in the bottom 50%. You've got a normal job. You've got your incredible looks that have to take a lot of upkeep. How do you get better at this game and do all the amazing things that you do, the podcast? How do you find the time? And I can't tell them how to find the time, but I can tell them how to play the game. So just kind of ran a clinic at the watch party. Just any group of people that I met, just straight to the ELO conversation. And sometimes I'd prompt it. You know, I'd say, hey, Boxer Saint, what's your ELO? And they tell me, and after a while, I quit laughing, you know? Like, I was mature, professional. Okay, 800. I see that. I see you at 800. But yeah, it's a good time. It showed me the need that you guys have for me. And that was, of all things, that was touching. That was the most touching, of seeing just how I give back to this community. And having a format, I can't thank T90 enough for showing me that, for showing me, you know, the need, showing me that. I just take for granted that you're all progressing and getting better, and you know how to improve at this game and at life. And that's not the case. And I will honestly open up coaching. If you guys reach out to me and you want to be coached, I'm down to coach. Okay. We'll do just, I'm just spitballing $5 an hour. That seems pretty generous. Five USD an hour. If you want to do the coaching live on stream, I'll wipe away the fee. No fee. Live on stream coaching free, because then everybody benefits. I'm just charging you the $5 because of your selfishness. You know, if you want to hoard it for yourself, $5 penalty. But if you want to let everybody have it free, that's free. You can catch me on the Discord. You can catch me at twitch.tv/boxersaint. We can talk. But those guys got it for free at the watch party. I envy them for just the ELO gains they have to be making right now. I did get to meet T90. There was a long line. You know, there were 200 folks at that watch party. I bet 115 stood in line to watch him. I waited until the end. I didn't want to, you know, overwhelm him, but waited till the end, went and got a personal little talk. I encouraged him. He encouraged me. We are peers within the community, and just wanted him to know that, like, I got his back, you know. When he went to Facebook, I don't know if I had his back. Probably didn't. But in hindsight, he did his thing, and I got to respect it. And he did give a long speech about he's still struggling. You can tell with that whole Facebook move. But yeah, just gave him words of encouragement and said, just keep trying, man. Keep trying hard. That's all we can do is just try hard. I didn't have an autograph. I didn't want to give him an autograph just because I just felt like that would be demeaning for him. So I didn't ask if he wanted one. I just left it on the table. Let's talk about the vibes at the watch party. So I'm not going to talk about the games, but I want you to know what was happening within that room. So we're all there. We're watching these games go down. We kind of figured that third place game was Viper. We all knew this was Viper. I think he won, right? Duke in chat. Did Viper win his third place game? It wasn't as resounding as we wanted it to be, but we were happy. Viper's still kicking it around. And then Vasco da Gama, which is Hera, was facing off with Leary. And those games were not great. That was not a great set. But I will tell you, the game or two that Leary won, people were hyped. And even the games where he lost, when Leary had the upper hand, that room was buzzing. Like, we were bouncing, we were clapping, we were cheering, like, let's go, Leary. And then people were clapping, doing the wave, all for Leary. When Hera was winning, it got quiet real quick. And that's just the fact of Hera being amazing at the game. There's no knock on Hera. You can knock Hera for a ton of things, a lot of things. You can't knock Hera for being good. Hera's amazing at this game. He's been so good for so long now. He's starting down his villain arc. Everyone has it. Patrick Mahomes has it. Mahomes is on his villain arc right now. People hate that he won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady was a villain for a decade or more after his first couple Super Bowl wins. And that's just where Hera's at. Hera probably has the fans that he's going to have. The rest of us are going to not like him until he loses. I literally saw children crying at the watch party when it was revealed that Hera won the tournament. It's not a joke. You could ask anybody that was there that also saw what I saw. And you can quote me. Children wept at Hidden Cup when Hera was revealed. I think there were some grown men weeping when it was revealed that Tato got 4-0'd in the first round. But that's neither here nor there. That's just where Hera's at right now. He's so amazing that it's terrible. And we need a hero. And I think there's one man who can do it. And that is Leary. We all know Leary's not taking this game serious. I believe he, and I quote, used the opening rounds of Hidden Cup as his training. He trained in the tournament, not for the tournament. Embro got second. Like that. Just, you know, on a Friday, he's in school or working his job, whatever he's doing. And then on a Saturday, he just steps into this tournament. This, what ended up being? $70,000 tournament and took second place. Just like that. Imagine if he was grinding the way Hera did. Hera was helping the qualifying dudes practice because he knew it would give him practice. So he was telling them and showing them how to play these maps. And that's why he was like just dominating everyone. Put Leary in that mode, Hera doesn't stand a chance. And we need it from Leary. Here's what it takes. Leary's going to have to sacrifice his family, maybe a girlfriend, even his job. And this community, he does not owe that to this community. But it'd be really cool if he did. Would love to see Leary just abandon all responsibilities. Get locked in. And knock Hera out. Is it going to happen? I can't say. I'm not at liberty to say. But I'm doing my part. I'm making the phone calls. I'm lining up sponsors. And we will see an end to Hera's reign at some point. We have to. Can't go on forever. But that's right. Leary's the hero that we need. You heard it here. Only man that can stop Hera. It'll be Leary. What else forgot to talk about? Oh, the after party. Again, not much I can say there. There was an after party. There were hints that T90 might show up, and he did. And we got some close one-on-one time. There were probably 20, 25 people at that party. All the names that I've mentioned and a handful more. Just got to talk to the man, talk to the guy that's got most of us in this game, or at least kept us in this game. And he was very positive. You know, you could tell this is his life. He was talking about players we've never heard of. Players he analyzes and got an eye on. He was telling us about his future for the game. We talked Red Bull. We talked just sponsorships and tournament prep and maps. And he was everything you'd want him to be. He was cool. He was a cool cap. And the bro held court. You know, whatever room T90 was in at that after party, of the 20, 25 people, 17, 18 of them were there with him, just soaking up every word. Obviously, I was there for a few minutes, and then it gets kind of old. You know, I know what it's like to be mobbed by people, and so I removed myself from T90 just to give him a little bit of, like, you know. And as I left, there was, like, that wink and the nod where, like, he got it, and he knew what I was doing for him, like, giving him some more space. But, just a real respect amongst essentially equals was me and T90. Yeah, it was a very unique opportunity to see the man hold court and just talk his talk, be an expert in Age of Empires. And who would have thought, you know, who would have thought? He mentioned a lot about how surreal it was for him to, like, see folks. And I think things have blown up for him since COVID, and COVID kept him from having watch parties like this and ended the lands and it's one thing to be at Red Bull, but this was his thing. You know, this was his designs, and it was a good time. Very, very glad I did not miss that. And if you did, catch the next one. It'll be a good time. I'll try to be there. And Duke, maybe, here in chat, will also be there. I don't think there's too much to add. That it was pretty much Hidden Cup for me. Good time, good laughs, terrible games. But overall, let's give it an A+. We got to close this out for the podcast anyway. On Twitch, I've got to get a game in. I got to crush one person and then head to bed. So Twitch will keep going, but for the podcast, we're done. We're closing in on our catchphrase. And I think it's going to be like, try hard is the catchphrase, or like, keep trying hard. I don't know. You guys work on it and come back to me. But until then, keep trying hard. Until then, try hard. Yeah, I don't know. One of those.